Everybody knew me as Eck, even though my proper name is Hector Chetwood Talbot. I was Eck. Good old Eck. Not the sharpest tool in the box, but an officer in a decent regiment once upon a time, and thoroughly trustworthy. If Eck thinks it's a good thing to be in, then it must be a no-brainer. I would set up a meeting between the punter and Bilbo, and perhaps one of the traders from upstairs to add a whiff of cordite from the markets, and the rest was up to them. It wasn't only people I knew socially. There were acquaintances who worked as pension fund managers or as corporate treasurers who wanted some hedge fund action. I was at one end of the conveyor belt, buying large gin and tonics, shaking hands and making jokes. At the other end was the money-making machine. The name of our particular machine was Mount William Partners, one of dozens of similar firms that had set themselves up in the last few years in or near to the West End of London, and in the equivalent districts of New York, Paris, and half a dozen other capital cities. We knew how to make your money work better than you did. You're getting a 7% compound growth already? Don't be pathetic. We offered 10, 15, 25% compound. It would be negligent of you, we argued persuasively, to ignore these opportunities at the expense of your children or your clients, and especially at the expense of yourself. Mount William Partners was what was called a multi-strategy hedge fund. We analysed other people's trading strategies and imitated the ones we liked. Our motto was, we can pick and choose, duck and dive, cut and run, just as the market dictates. For this, you paid us a 2% management fee and a 20% gross performance fee. 2% per annum of a few hundred million pounds under management is a good income shared among 20 or 30 people, even after paying the rent. That was before the capital gain, the 20%, which was reserved for the equity partners such as Bilbo. My calculator overheated every time I tried to work out what Bilbo might take home at the end of the year. The numbers were so big they meant nothing to me. I didn't care. I was incredibly well paid for what I did. After I left the army, I had a brief spell working for a private security consultancy. I left that outfit too after a nasty moment in Colombia. By then, I was at my wits' end as to what to do with the rest of my life. That was when Bilbo rang, and what he told me over the phone and afterwards at lunch was enough to persuade me that the doors of Aladdin's cave had opened just a fraction, just enough for me to glimpse the sparkle of what lay inside. Within 2 years of moving to London, joining Bilbo and then passing my exams, my salary was a multiple of what I had been contemplating before, and my bonus, if everything went to plan, would be a multiple of my salary. Everything always did go to plan. It was the best of times.